The Mediterranean diet or the anti-inflammatory diet? What's the difference? And what are they like? Both the Mediterranean diet and the anti-inflammatory diet. They're like a culinary symphony. Rich flavors, vibrant colors, and wholesome ingredients creating a balanced masterpiece of nourishing deliciousness. The purpose is like, the Mediterranean diet is like a whittler's penknife, chiseling away at specific cardiovascular challenges. The anti-inflammatory diet, on the other hand, it's like the Swiss Army knife of diets, confronting more than 100 chronic health challenges with its nutrient-dense toolkit. The changes are like the anti-inflammatory diet. It's like building your fantasy football dream team. Surprise free agents like red cabbage, Brazil nuts, pineapple, and cinnamon. But old habits like sugar and fried foods, they fade into obscurity in a game-changing drive toward health and vitality. The grains are like whole grains in the Mediterranean diet, are the comfortable and familiar friends we've known for years. Yet, in the anti-inflammatory diet, they're the toxic friends we must distance ourselves from to cultivate a healthier inner circle. The fats are like healthy fats such as olive oil and nuts. They are the dynamic duo of both diets. In the Mediterranean diet, they're like Robin, targeting the bad cholesterol villain with focused tenacity. Meanwhile, in the anti-inflammatory diet, these healthy fats, they're like Batman, battling inflammation and regulating blood sugar levels with the expertise of a seasoned hero. The prohibited is like processed foods, sugary snacks, and sweetened beverages. They're like the unwelcome party crashers at every Mediterranean and anti-inflammatory diet dinner party. They hog the body's healing and immunity resources, just like uninvited guests, raiding the buffet meant for the VIPs. The seasonings are like seasonings common to the Mediterranean and anti-inflammatory diet, things like turmeric, ginger, and garlic. They're undercover agents. They give our taste buds a flavor focus to distract from their covert anti-inflammatory operations in the body. These operations, they can't be seen and mostly go unnoticed. The dairy is like the Mediterranean diet. It's like a single-lens spyglass. It has a narrow focus on heart health and allows dairy products as long as they're low-fat. Meanwhile, the anti-inflammatory diet, it's like a kaleidoscope. It views food in a synergistic, holistic spectrum, revealing that probiotic yogurt is the only true anti-inflammatory dairy product. The proteins are like the Mediterranean diet. It's like the oft-recited traditional protein tale, with chicken, turkey, and red meat as the leading characters. The anti-inflammatory diet, however, updates the narrative based on today's science. It shines the spotlight on good fat fish, beans, and legumes, playing the lead roles in the anti-inflammatory show. The veggies are like the Mediterranean diet. It's like a sixth-generation grandma. It champions its regional stars like tomatoes and olives. But the anti-inflammatory diet, it's like a disruptive new generation. It prioritizes cutting-edge nutrition with phytonutrient-rich veggies such as kale, spinach, and cruciferous broccoli leading the way to a new era of healthy living. The rules are like the Mediterranean diet. It's like a rough sketch. It leaves room for interpretation about things like organic and conventionally grown food. The anti-inflammatory diet, on the other hand, is like a meticulously crafted mosaic. It specifically prescribes organic foods. Because if all the anti-inflammatory pieces aren't in place, the end result,